What's up, what's up? Happy Monday, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to 305 Radio, a part of 305 Magazine, supposed to be on MiamiUndergroundRadio.com, but we are broadcasting live from FiestaHits.com. Thank you, Fiesta Hits, for hosting us while we undergo big changes at Miami Underground Radio to bring you a better broadcasting experience.
Huge changes, huge.
In other words, the radio station is getting a big job.
I'm your girl, Dre Mauve, and you can find me on the gram at 305_Brownie. Big shout out to our photographer of Live Say Media Group at LMG_Willie, and that's Willie with a Y at the end.
Willie with a Y. And this is George. This is George, 305 Magazine, 305 Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Man, today has started off well. I mean, today's interview is just really dope. Let me tell you, usually blessings are... Blessings come from weird places. Today, they come from Miami. Well, let me tell you, today we have CEO of Miami Midtown Magazine, DeMarco.
What's up?
All this energy just... What's up?
How you doing? Welcome to the show, DeMarco.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Happy to have you here.
Man, let me tell you, DeMarco is... he's been embedded in Miami for a very long time, behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Embedded. Not a lot of people know this. I mean, shout out to Eddie, the yum yum foodie.
That's right, Eddie.
Eddie says, what's up? I know he was like, yo, that's my boy.
So it's always good when you put it on the gram and you post something, they're like, yo, that's my boy.
I mean, all the time, right?
Yeah, like forever.
So if you don't know, DeMarco's been in Miami for a very long time. Not just as a publisher, as trying to get a kickstart on the digital age or anything, but yo, he started off as a producer.
Boom. It happened. It's true. I was a music producer back in the day.
Yo, I mean, rocking the chains, the whole shit.
You did that?
I had the whole big chain with the diamonds.
Yo,
I had
the whole
fade. I had
baggy
earrings
pants and everything.
No, it was a little sexier than that. No. Relax.
Give the man some credit.
I went to private school, relax. Chill.
But yeah, man, DeMarco started off as a producer, was doing his thing. DeMarco, tell us a little bit about this, man.
Okay, so the year was 1996, and I watched a movie with Omar Epps and Tupac Shakur called Juice. And I was so inspired by the characters in that movie. It was like a DJ movie. Mm-hmm. Omar Epps was he was like the baddest DJ in the underground, actually. And I just loved it. So I worked a whole year and I saved up enough money to buy a set of turntables that were garbage. They were so bad. They were like Gemini belt driven turntables. Wow. So when you tried to scratch, because that's what I wanted to do, because Omar Epps was, he was really good. So when I went like this with those trash turntables, which I'm not going to mention the name Gemini. when I tried to scratch with my first record ever, which was KPNMB Shorty Swing My Way. It went, it fell down and the needle skipped and there was no scratching. I think I scratched the record up, actually. That's what happened. And so then I learned I have to work a whole other summer to get actual good turntables. And that's where I got the techniques. But then one thing turned into another thing. And as a DJ, turned into a music producer, had a record label with my boys, Magic City Records, got distribution deals, did my thing as a musician, had a couple of records on the top 10 Billboard charts and voted on those Grammy winners and stuff. And c'est la vie. That was 10 years ago.
10 years ago.
But we're here to talk about now.
Now. So the man goes from production to starting his own magazine.
That's right. That
so
was
man,
4 years
about
ago.
That.
4 years ago, I was working out of Midtown Miami. It's a neighborhood, kind of a little bit south of Design District, a little bit north of Wynwood. And I was there. I had a marketing agency, and I was helping a lot of businesses and technology companies, startup companies, because I just really loved connecting people my whole life. I just love connecting people. You know, I'm like, hey, you and you, you're cool. Let's do cool things together, right?
Yeah.
And so, but there was like this disconnect, and it happens a lot of times in the world and in life nowadays, that you can live in a neighborhood, but you cannot know what to do in that neighborhood because you're not exploring and discovering. You're busy Netflix and chilling. So I created a hyper-local magazine in Midtown called Midtown Miami Magazine, where all I did was connect the residents and people visiting into Midtown Miami with the event organizers and the businesses and the experience creators in that neighborhood. And I did it in a way where I asked the people who lived in the area, in the neighborhood, hey, if you've had a great experience, if you have a purpose, if you you know, really want to get a message out, just let us know and we'll publish it. So it wasn't like we were hiring writers internally and we were just publishing what we thought was cool. Mm-hmm. We actually had the community contribute the content to us and we published it. Wow, so it was very innovative even back then, and 4 years ago, because it was called user-generated content. Mm-hmm. You only really see that in social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram nowadays. Mm-hmm. So we were doing it for the publishing world. And that was how it started, how the magazine started 4 years ago in one neighborhood. And now here we are, you know, a couple years later in 15 neighborhoods in Miami and in two other cities. Kansas City and St. Louis. Shout out to Missouri. Yeah. What's up? Missouri, show me state. They've shown me a lot. I love it.
Missouri.
M.O. Casey Mo. What?
What took you all the way over there, though?
We're not going to get into that, are we?
Oh, man. I mean, you just talked about it. That's not...
All right.
Hold on.
Yeah. You know, someone special.
Okay.
We're gonna leave it like that.
No set.
No expectation.
Okay. So let's backtrack a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
So we got to a line and let's not cross it. Let's backpedal a little bit.
Okay.
So you were a producer.
Yes, I was.
You were a DJ. Uh-oh.
Yes, I was.
You dealt with a lot of MCs.
Uh oh.
Yeah, some good ones and some bad ones.
Yeah. Yeah. So, did you ever rap?
Did I ever rap? Yeah, of course. Still rap every day.
Yeah.
What?
Every day. What?
16, son!
Drop the beats.
Let's go.
Drop
the beats. A cappella. Let's go.
No, I can't.
Ah, come on.
No, I'm not going to do that, guys. Let's save it for the second half. Okay, this is what we're going to do.
Everyone who stays on
right now, we're going to give you 10 minutes, and if you stay online, we're going to go ahead and give you Hot 16. Okay? Just one time.
All right,
we're gonna warm up to it. Okay, let me just
warm up
flow.
Yo, I'm feeling this idea.
Yeah, it's
I'm
gonna
really
happen.
This idea.
It's gonna happen.
You're looking at, watch your clock. 10 minutes.
She's like, hey,
10 minutes.
Go.
You just cut it off. You'd be like, hey, so what's up with those 16?
Yeah, what's up?
Whatever we're talking about. All of a sudden, it's like, yeah. So I was in Kansas.
16.
And go. All right, so
yeah, MCs.
No, that was it. No,
okay.
That
was end of segment.
No,
next
segue. That's it. Next.
All right.
I mean,
where are we going?
So this is where we're going now. So okay. You did the publishing thing.
Yes.
Which? How was the experience of being a publisher?
So exhausting.
Yes.
You know, it was a learning experience. You know, I had never printed a magazine before. Mm-hmm. I just thought, and what most people think is that it's really cool to have a magazine, and yeah, it is really cool. It creates this this shift in the city entirely, because usually in this city you kind of have to go out to people, but when you're in media and you have like a publication or a radio channel, mm-hmm. kind of it switches it to everybody comes to you, because now you're the mouthpiece of some kind of a community or the mm-hmm. or the promotional entity. Right. So it really, for me, it was a very valuable lesson, because it showed me the other side of the city, the other side of what you can do and what you're responsible for. And I didn't know how to do it in the beginning, so I hired a friend of mine. His name was Rich Santelices. He was one of the early people who helped create Ocean Drive magazine with Jerry Powers back in the day. I don't know if you've ever heard of Ocean Drive magazine, guys.
No.
Ocean Drive magazine?
There was like this thing, and there was like models on the cover.
There's models, and you could find like different versions of it, like Ocean Drive Mexico, Spain.
But over there, it's called a Calle de Mar.
No, it's
no way.
Cancun Drive.
Cancun. No, it was dead ass serious. But Ocean Drive, Mexico.
But it was an important lesson that I have to share with other entrepreneurs who are out there. Like, if you've never gone into an adventure before, even if you have money, even if you have passion, yo, like, really try and see other people who've had experience in the game, and either partner with them, hire them, and get their knowledge early on. I think a big reason why I was successful in the beginning, strategically associating with the right brands and really getting the right kickoff and the right look in the beginning, was because I hired somebody to kind of teach me the ropes. And it doesn't mean that you have to put all your faith in people and just take everything you get from them as fact and only follow that. You're responsible for your own success in life, you know? But please go to the people that have more experience than you, because they'll help you make less mistakes.
Amen.
Namaste.
Hallelujah.
I know.
I mean, that's the truth. There's nothing. I can't even.
Why is connection and collaboration, especially within your own community, so important to you?
It's the foundation of the human experience. We go around in life, guys, and we. How boring would it be if there was nobody to talk to? Imagine doing something completely by yourself. You think that would be exciting?
I like my alone time. I don't know.
I'm out. I'm leaving. I'm gone.
Have some more alone time.
No, you need to refresh yourself. You can't always be around everyone. You know, you got to have your moment for yourself. Mm-hmm. But for me and my nature is really to work with others. I get so much more out of it by spreading ideas, sharing ideas, going back and forth. And I like really original, awesome things happen when I do it with others. And it's a little stale when you do it for yourself. For me, it's a little stale when I do it for myself, especially because it doesn't work in real life. You can have a great idea in your head, but it rarely plays out in real life unless you involve others. So I think that's really why I like working with others, because I really want to make something, I want to make things that impact my neighborhood, my surroundings, and hopefully billions of people one day. And I know that you can't affect others if you don't work with others. So there. Good. That's why.
Not all heroes wear capes. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but they do have gel.
Hey. DeMarco Bravo over here. There you go. So, Drea, continue.
Tell me about motivating yourself, motivating others, and how you've kind of, I guess, honed that into doing public speaking and just kind of reaching out to more people within the community.
So motivation is super important. We have ups and downs. You know, we have emotions, right? That's where we're created. We're humans to go through these, you know, lifts, these valleys and peaks and mountains. What I noticed about my life is that you get to a point where you look at yourself and you're wondering, like, why am I not more successful? Why haven't I been as successful as that person and that person and that person? And I realized it was the wrong approach to go through life comparing yourself to somebody else. Mm-hmm. Because the reality is, you don't know what they've been through. You don't know about their advantages, disadvantages, challenges, and struggles. But what you do know is you know what you're going through and what you want. So I find that I have to purposely motivate myself every single day. When I wake up, when I'm feeling down, I snap my finger, I flip the switch, and then I emulate that through my Instagram stories, into the creative process that I put together, whether it's a photo shoot, a video shoot, or developing an app. And then I try and make sure that that energy that I put myself into, I share with other people, because we're living in a time and place where we think that it's up to maybe other people to make us successful because we have to work with others. But it really, it's about you. It's about you putting the effort into yourself so that other people can recognize and be like, you know what? That person is really motivated and they motivate me. So I kind of try and craft my content feed on social media, my personal friend feed, and also the businesses that I work with around people that are just magical. And in the Magic City, you know, it's pretty easy to find magical people as long as you're looking out for the right things, which is vibes. You know, vibes are really the thing. But what I realize in this city is you have to come right with your vibes first. You have to come right with your vibes first. Because if not, everyone's got their walls up, their defenses are up, and they're kind of already wondering, like, what's your agenda?
Yeah, like
what's your angle?
Yeah, like a predisposition to kind of, like, cut you off.
And that's cool.
Your motives all day.
But that's cool because that's human nature. It's human nature to be judgmental from the perspective of discernment and saying what is going on, what's the situation, because it's survival instincts. Mm-hmm. So the thing is, you need to come in with that beyond survival instinct into any time when you're talking with a radio station or talking with a business owner trying to make a deal. It's about like letting them know we're not here to just survive. We're here to thrive and make a difference and excel. And that's why I'm here.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. DeMarco, son. I mean, you're speaking the truth, man. And you know, we need more people speaking this way, but to a younger audience. Anyway. Because there's a lot of people, and like you said, you know, at at some point in every artist, no matter what type of artist you are, you need someone to give you some kind of guidance,
right?
The right guidance. Yep. And unfortunately, in a city like ours, you find a lot of these people that they've been through it, but they're not trying to educate you.
Right.
They're trying to just get you to pay more bills.
Okay.
And you be one of them. And I think that's it's really important to have someone like yourself actually be the guide and the positive light, saying, listen, guys, this is what you need to emulate. This is where you need to start looking, and this is the direction you need to go. Who was that person for you?
So who was, like, that person that motivated me or made me aware of?
Who gave you this, oh, man, rule number one, Fight Club?
How do you?
What happened, bro?
Come on, DeMarco.
Juliana Cedeno from Six Rent a Cars. I will call you back. Listen, I promise. Just give
Juliana,
me. I'm on an interview. Give
Juliana,
me 5 minutes.
You're interrupting this interview, Juliana.
Juliana.
Was she your motivation?
So, I said motivation. Juliana called.
I know. What's up with that?
I mean, no, tell us. Who is this? I mean, because you come up with, and you have all this energy. You have, you know, everything you've done up to this point has definitely been for the better, to motivate people around you, to get people together more. And like you said, you developed an app to get people to get together and show you the gems in the city.
Right.
You know, and which is, we got to talk about that app. It's pretty dope. But
MMM Live, downloaded on iOS. And
so what you're doing now is you're in a position where you can motivate a lot of people.
Yes.
Now, who in your life, while you were DJing, while you're doing all these things, everyone has their lows. Who was the person that motivated you?
Tupac
Shakur.
Omar Epps. Hit me in the head.
Had a bandana and everything.
Bandana, son.
No, you know, so many people inspire me back in the day, even on a daily basis. You know, the teachers that educate the students, my parents that are entrepreneurs, my grandparents that came over with nothing and stacked one penny on top of another penny on top of another penny to survive and grow their business. You know, my friend Magic, that we started the record label, Magic City
shout
Records, he
Magic.
Put me on. Yeah, big shout out to Magic. My friend Dominique Masamba CB, who we had a production company together. Gary Vaynerchuk, you know, all the motivational speakers of Tony Robbins. Mm-hmm. My college teacher, Bruce Harvey at FIU, he really kind of opened my mind a lot because I wrote a thesis paper on communication and how to synthesize authentic and inauthentic cues in verbal and nonverbal language, mm-hmm. which is like crazy. But I read 50 books about humans and how we communicate to each other. And I guess it gets to a point where you're just like, you look around and you just like saying, you know what? Nobody's going to make this world better. I can't put it into someone else's hands. I have to put it in my own hands to make a difference. So whether it's Jesus, Muhammad, Allah, or whatever religion you believe in, or whatever motivational speaker that you watch, or just the inspiration and motivation of somebody, you walk in, you see a panel. You know, and you're seeing them say some real stuff, like you said. I just keep my mind open to being motivated. I keep my heart open to being motivated, because you can be motivated in more than one way: intellectually, you know, emotionally, spiritually. Just being open mind state to becoming a better version of yourself is, I think, allows you to see motivation opportunities from different people all over the world on a daily basis.
So, I love this guy.
It's a motivation mind state. That's what it is. It's a mind state.
Motivation state of mind.
Yes.
Love it.
I love it.
My sister Leilani, she's like, I love it. With the whole asana and everything, man.
Asana and everything.
With the Mark Anthony, check it out, baby.
Let's talk about this app.
I mean,
tell them again where they can find it and what is the purpose of this app.
Okay, so if you want to make your life better, you download the app.
Life is better now.
Hold on a second.
We got, everyone's downloading it.
Everyone.
I just checked the analytics. The Apple Store just went crazy. Huge spike. You know, this is what it comes down to, guys. Here's the link. Here's the card, guys. It's called MMM Live. We're living, right? We hope, sometimes. There's all these great experiences around us all the time. And whether it's a coffee shop or a live concert or meeting a friend and having a deep conversation, there's all these amazing things around. But we're getting stuck in this flow of just checking our Instagram. We're getting stuck in the flow of staying at home. We're getting stuck in the flow of not going out and doing things. It's a mind state called discovery. You have to be like you were a little when you were a little kid and just be like, oh wow, that's cool.
Why?
Yeah, that's awesome. Why? You know, it's just being in a state of like, I just wanna like go have fun. I just wanna play. You know? That's why life was so exciting for us when we were younger, because everything was new. And somehow as we got older, what happens is we lose the magic of just being like, wow, life is pretty cool. And look at this new thing. And look at that new thing. Our imagination starts like getting constricted and we start dealing with this tangible, concrete world. And slowly but surely, the magic of life starts disappearing right in front of our eyes. And we have this kind of myopia to the beauty that is living. And I wanted, and I realized that it is that mind state thing. So I wanted to create an app that allowed people to feel that way again when we were kids and everything was amazing, so we can discover again what it's like to live in a beautiful world. So that's what I created using technology, using the MMM Live app, to help you discover those magical places and experiences in the city that we live in. It doesn't have to be 30 minutes away. It doesn't have to be, you know, $13 Uber right away. It could be right down the corner, right down the street. And it's great down there. But you gotta be in that discovery state of mind. And the app helps you be in that state of mind to really enjoy that experience that's right around the corner.
And the app works hand in hand with the site, with the magazine, or it's a total separate entity from that?
It's a good question. You know, we started the magazine as kind of like a local millennial culture, like all the cool scene and the cool spots in the city of Miami, provided by the community themselves, right? The creatives, the photographers, the videographers, they contributed the content. So pretty much the content creators of the city, the cultural trendsetters of the city, provided the photos and the videos, and we published it and we put it on the website. The articles from the magazine make it into the app, but the app is so much more than that. It's you open the app, and it asks you a couple of questions. You know, hey, hey you, hey guy, hey girl,
hey girl,
yeah, hey girl, what neighborhoods are you interested in? And you're like, okay, I like Wynwood, I like Miami Beach, oh, Overtown, fine, Overtown. And then it asks you a second question. Hey, I know you like Wynwood. What do you like doing in Wynwood? And you're like, I like bars, I like restaurants, I like
writing on walls.
Yeah. Pick your interests. And then it says, all right, cool, you ready to discover? Press go. You press go, and you get like a news feed, just like Instagram, but of experiences and events happening in real time right around you.
And customized to your likes and needs.
That's really dope.
Customized to your discovery opportunities. So it's not like there's all these things going on in Miami and boom, here's a feed. That's too much. It's overwhelming. We don't but breathe but one breath at a time, right? Mm-hmm. So why should we even explore or discover things but just one thing at a time? So it's a personalized newsfeed with a proprietary algorithm based on your soul's needs for discovering great experiences.
An algorithm based on your soul's needs.
That's right.
High tech. Exclusive.
It's the next level, guys. It's beyond technology. It's human.
I know it.
I mean, so the answer to my next question is not the app.
Okay.
What do you see as the biggest disconnect in the city?
In the city?
Yes. This is why I say don't say the app. They don't have the app. That's what the disconnect is.
Well, I mean, you're right.
Aside from the obvious.
The disconnect between people?
Yeah, what do you see? Because you've been in Miami for a long time. So you've seen Miami in its different phases. You've seen the culture within every part of the city. You know the way the city works.
Yes.
So what would you see as the biggest disconnect as...
What's causing the disconnect?
Yes. What is a disconnect, but what's causing it as well?
Okay. The disconnect is people don't trust each other, and it's because there's not enough love that people are going around with. People aren't being authentic with who they are and what they want to achieve and what to do, and they're just trying to be successful, be cool, be famous, make money. All that stuff is a byproduct of why you do things, not the reason you do things. When I go in and talk to business owners, you know, they ask me how does it work, da da da, give me the facts, give me the you know, it's like no one there's a hard part trusting each other. You know, I see a lot of lack of trust. I see a lot of people on low level vibration frequencies right now, and that's why I think that motivating people through your own energy and your own motivation is the only thing that's worked for me. And trust me, guys, it doesn't work for everyone. It does not. It's about resonating. You can lift up some people's energies to your level, but guess what? If they don't want to move up with you, they're not going to do it.
At all.
And you know, the only thing that I recommend doing that is move on. If they're not at your level, if you're not resonating, don't feel negged and work harder to get them on your level. It's either they get it and they're with you or they're not. And if they don't resonate on your vibrational level, if they don't resonate on your position of wanting to make a difference, showing love, and working hard, then let them go on their own path and find the people that resonate with your intention, with your soul, with your hard work, and with the love that you're out there to give.
What do you think has been the biggest challenge for you in trying, or not trying, but you've achieved connecting all of these people, but what do you think is the biggest challenge when it comes to that, given the circumstances of the lack of love and trust in the community?
I think I have this like huge vision of a different city that we can be together, but it requires everyone to work together. And the lack of, I think it's hard for people to buy into that. I think it's really hard for people to say, okay, we're all going to work together on this idea. Like everyone. I'm talking about the government. I'm talking about private entities. I'm talking about, you know, the club owners, the bartenders. Everyone, we're in this kind of like single focused state of mind. We have blinders like horses in the Kentucky Derby. And we just all want to win first place individually instead of winning together. And I get it. We all want to be the man or the person in charge or the person that gets recognition. But there's a way that you can get recognition that actually is better than the recognition you can get from others. It's called self-recognition. It's called you go into a situation and you achieve something and you know that you did it with the work of yourself and others and nobody needs to know about it. There's a greater growth that we experience when we do things and we recognize that we did it ourselves than when we stand up somewhere and people are like, oh, congratulations to you. You did this, you did this, you did this. That's great, but true self-love and true self-growth and fulfillment, ain't no one's going to give you fulfillment that's outside of yourself. It's inside of you that you get your fulfillment.
Aside from downloading the app and checking out the magazine and going on the site, what do you think is the next step that our city needs to take to get closer to this grand vision that you have for our city as a whole and together?
I mean, I'm just one person, guys. You know, it's arrogant to think that I can come through with an app. But I can come through with an idea and I can share it with as many people as possible. And then we can get on the radio and we can tell other people about it. We can inspire people one phrase at a time, one podcast at a time, you know? We can do that, and that's all we can do. Mm-hmm. And then if it catches fire, then it gets momentum, and then other people buy in, then that's what happens. But you can't put the responsibility of yourself to change a city. It's not going to happen. You're going to stress yourself. You're going to kill yourself trying to do it. Mm-hmm. But you can at least put the word out, put the love out, put the idea out. That's what you can do. That's what I'm trying to do.
I mean, if you're not self-motivated, nothing's going to happen.
16.
16! Drop those 16, okay. Son.
Where's the beat at, though?
No, there's no beat.
It's no beat.
It's acapella.
Okay. Okay.
It cannot be a romantic love song to
anyone. Okay. Ready to hit that acapella. You already know me, motivated fella. From MIA down to the MO, you know that I gotta go with the flow. 16 balls and hardy ha ha. Grandmaster Flash, yeah, that's who we are. That's who we were, we got the kick 16. Matter of fact, I'm living my big dream. Yes, it's kind of something like Salvador, maybe Martin Luther. No, I'm not doing this, I'm doing. That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah, you gave it to me.
It was terrible, guys.
Listen,
I haven't freestyled forever.
Let me tell you, anyone listening to this to the show tonight, today, whatever time it is right now, yo, DeMarco doesn't even rap. homie spin it. He put it down. And then y'all
calling out all you rappers out there.
Any you motherfuckers gonna go, come dare on you. The show? Any you motherfuckers coming on this show? You remember this guy dropped the bars.
Don't tell me all freestyle. Bars.
Be ready with a hot 16.
Yo.
Or else. I'm coming back at you.
But see, man, it's man is well rounded.
Love it.
Well rounded. I love it, man. I mean, how much time we got now?
We got about 15 minutes.
Good, 15 minutes. Oh my God, do we have anything else left to talk about?
Yes, we do. Hello. Uh-oh. Yes, we do.
Where are those wafers?
You want one?
No, no. Okay.
You want a dosa?
Let me get one of those wafers.
Yeah.
The wafers are fire.
Here you go, buddy.
Bro, thank you so much.
Hey, does anyone out there want a wafer?
Check it out. So, DeMarco, right now, what do you got coming up for us, man? What do you have coming up in the rest of the year and next year?
Okay, let's go really short term. I got our next MMM community event this Thursday at the Confidant Miami Beach. If you really want to know what local culture in Miami is about, we always have an event once every month and we gather people. It's about 100 people. I don't know if we're sold out yet, but basically we showcase a local artist and we help them display their work. We bring in a local mixologist and we craft a unique cocktail that represents our city. We bring in a local live musician to perform. We have past hors d'oeuvres by a local chef. And we basically just gather people to network in a cultural kind of environment. So people are having a good time, they're enjoying themselves, but they're also able to connect with each other. And what we do is we do this to gather people and let people discuss the importance of community, discuss the importance of culture, and discuss the importance of discovery and share those hidden gems that we've all seen with each other or had by ourselves around town.
All right, before we continue, let's keep it there. You said we gather local artists and all kinds of things like that. Mm-hmm. How do you choose the artists that you bring on or even the mixologists that you come on? If someone wants to get involved, how can they reach out to you in order to do so?
I mean, it's very simple. Just hit us on the gram, you know? Midtown Miami Magazine on the gram. Just DM us. Just slide on in.
I know that shit was coming.
Slide on in. To the left. Slide on in. To the right.
So you are open to people reaching out to you. You do get back to them.
Of course. Do people not do that?
Had to ask. Some people don't answer.
Well, you know what?
So
they're busy.
You did mention that you love all these hidden gems. What's been your top three hidden gems in Miami?
Right, give me a category. You can't just give me top three.
Man, what kind of category you
like
want?
Like restaurant, bar, bakery, cafe.
Listen. We're going to the three favorite
top
places.
Three.
I'll give you one day. One day. You decide whatever time.
You want an itinerary?
I want three places in one day.
I want an experience.
I want an experience.
A full day experience.
I want to come
starting
out of here.
Starting with a bakery.
I want. Yes.
Okay. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to hit you up with the last three experiences that I loved, that I discovered, that I'm going to share with you. Okay. Last three. So yesterday was Cinco de Mayo, mm-hmm. and it was raining at night, but during the day, it was a fiesta, right?
And
fiesta radio.
The independence of Mexico for all of you guys out there.
And so I went to this food hall called the Citadel up in the Upper East Side. And it's basically, they had, like six or seven food concepts up in there. Mm-hmm. Really cool, like string lighting. They have, like five or six different foods and food groups. So there's like the Mexican restaurant, the American restaurant, the French restaurant, and that was a pretty cool little thing, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they have arts and crafts in the back. It's a new food hall. So that was actually pretty cool. I like food halls. Food halls are a big thing in the city right now. It's like food mm-hmm. hall left, food hall right, food halls every night. 2 days before that, I went in Midtown. Shout out to Midtown, the source of this all. I went to a place called the Sylvester Bar. So this Sylvester Bar it's a place where Bardot used to be. Bardot was like this kind of like mm-hmm. cool live music DJ scene place run by a guy called Amir a few years ago and then shut it down. And it was taken over by the same hospitality group that does Beaker and Gray in Wynwood. And they just came up with this place called the Sylvester Bar. And this is why I like it, because it's got this Florida vintage style. It's a vintage Florida vibe. So the wallpaper is like palm trees and flamingos, but kind of like a faded color. They have frames all around the space where they have like old school pictures of things that happened in Miami, like Julia Tuttle, a picture of Julia Tuttle on one of the frames, a bigger frame with like the Beatles and Muhammad Ali when they were down here in like the 60s, I believe. Just like little artifacts, little things everywhere that just remind you of like, oh wow, this is the history of Florida in this one place. But then they have really good cocktails right there in the back, you know, in the bar. And it's cool people. They have games. They have games there. Like people are drinking cocktails in this cool Florida vintage environment. And they're playing like Mahjong and like, what's the one with the little soccer things that you go like the
table
soccer thing or whatever. They have all kinds of games and books and a piano. And the piano was actually the piano that one of the owners, Ben Potts, he's had in his family for over, I think, 60 years, he told me. And he brought it back. So it's like this cool Florida
vintage vibe. Very rich in culture and history.
Yeah, but like super Florida. And they did it in 3 weeks. Damn. They designed it in 3 weeks, which was crazy.
That is dope. So that's two so far.
Number three.
Okay,
what is you number three?
You said bakery? Do you really want a bakery?
No, no. If we're gonna start, if we're gonna start from the beginning of the day, yes, but no,
no.
So go ahead. Any other? Now you've taken us two spots so far.
Yeah. So I gave you food at La Citadel.
La Citadel. It was bar.
Okay, I gave you bar. So what else do we do in Miami besides eat and drink?
eat and drink.
I mean, is there anything else that we do?
All right, so a lounge.
A lounge?
Maybe.
There's always drinks in lounges, not being.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. So I'm gonna go left field.
I'm gonna go left field.
Do it.
A co-work space.
Okay.
How about that? A co-working space. We're techs, we're entrepreneurs here, you know. There's this mindfulness co-working space in Midtown. So workspaces are like kind of like big buildings that basically different businesses work inside of and they pay like a fee. Mm-hmm. There's this place in Midtown called Tej Mindful Co-working. And it's all about wellness and mindfulness. So they have a certain kind of business that goes in there to rent out the space. It's about conscientiousness, about sustainability, it's about mindfulness. So it's organizations that are really not just running to make a profit, even though we have to make profits as for-profit businesses, but it's also they're very conscious with their intention of what they're doing and what they're putting out there into the world. You know, and it doesn't mean that you have to basically be vegan to be in there. It just means that you have to... It just means that you have to be intentional and conscious with your approach to running your business.
I have a really good question for you.
Okay.
Have you ever thought about stand-up comedy or anything like that?
What do you guys think? Do you guys think I should be a comedian?
No.
Listen, I don't think I got it. Right now. I've heard that three times this past weekend. I don't believe any of you.
Listen, I don't think you should be a stand-up comic at all.
Sit down.
I think you need, sit down, lay down, comic. Maybe you need a psychiatrist. Maybe, but.
Definitely need a psychiatrist.
But I do think you need your own TV show.
Foosball, thank you.
Foosball. Who said that?
Thank you out there to the 305 guy.
Hey, 305, we're going to give 305 guy a pin.
305 guy, you get one of these. Check that out. 305 radio. How does he get them? He's like, he put all the heart.
That's what's up.
How does he get it?
Let's leave it here for him.
Well, no, he can contact.
Okay, look, we're going to keep this simple. They don't even know what to do, so I'm going to tell you how to do it.
Listen.
You're going to slide into their DM. You're going to slide into the 305 radio DM, and hopefully they answer, because sometimes people don't answer.
We're busy.
Yeah, people are very busy here in the city. And you guys will, on your own time, arrange where to pick up this pin. Okay, back to mine.
There you go.
I just want to leave it here, bro.
So, do we see back a show to me, in guys. Future?
Back to me.
Any comedy? Have you thought about it?
A comedy? No. I mean, maybe. I don't think I'm that funny, honestly. Looking, maybe. But I like the stage. I like motivating people. I've been doing a lot of that lately. I've been hired to do motivational speeches. FIU hired me. Like. Three, four weeks ago to speak to the hospitality tourism class. Mm-hmm. I hope that other people that are looking for, if I can contribute by being on a stage and talking to people, if there are people out there that believe that I can contribute to what they're trying to do by doing that, then I'd be happy to do it with them and for them and then promote to get more people there, because I truly just want to inspire people. Mm-hmm. As gratitude and payback for all the people that inspire me, for all the things that motivate me. Not, that's why. It's like giving back. That's why I want to do it.
I love it. So, that's awesome.
Oh my God, listen, this actually hasn't said I love it so many times.
Radio Station 101, make sure you have your trademark slogans like I love it.
Fiesta Hits Live. No, but let me tell you, are we out of time?
We are running out of time, but before we go, we gotta let everybody know once again where they can find you, where they can find the magazine, how they can download the app.
How could they get involved?
Okay, guys. Number one, get involved with yourself. All right? If you need some motivation on how to do that, you know, reach out to me directly through my personal Instagram. That's DeMarco Speaks, DIMARCO Speaks. If you want to get connected to our community of experience seekers, that's MMM. You know, hit us on the gram through Midtown Miami Magazine on Instagram. If you're ready to really discover the best person inside of you, then you're ready to download the app MMM Live on the iOS and the Play Store, and really, you know, just pick those neighborhoods, pick your interests, and then go through the news feed and just take a chance on discovering places all around this city. Because the thing is, once you download that app, MMM Live, on the iOS and Play Store, and you go out to these places, you're not really just discovering places, people, events. You're really discovering yourself.
Did you practice that before you came on? That was awesome.
And if the mic drops... I mean, the mic dropping is just a prop, guys. That really didn't happen.
This mic hasn't been recorded yet.
Aquí, 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 fiesta hits, todo le da un hit.
I didn't hear it, so it might not even be.
Listen, that's
awesome. I love it. Have we been recording?
Now that we're warmed up. Now we're ready to start. Now let's start from the top. DeMarco.
Okay.
So,
hey.
Hey, girl.
So, what neighborhoods do you like?
This is a Spanish station.
Hola. Hola. Hola, cariño.
Oh, man, DeMarco. So once again, how could everyone find you? Say it one more time.
Oh, man. Instagram, DeMarco Speaks. Instagram, Midtown Miami Magazine. Download the app MMM Live on the iOS and Play Store. I think those are it, right? Email me. Nah.
Real quick, favorite place for a first date in Miami?
It doesn't matter where you're at, it's who you're with.
Ooh, God damn it. Inspirational. Romantic. Entrepreneur. This guy's got an app. Go get it.
Gonna get him a show soon, too.
We gotta give him a show, man, because you're on fire, bro.
Thank you.
DeMarco, we really appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy schedule to come and hang out with us and share your story. Of course, if anybody on that end has missed any of the information for DeMarco or Miami Midtown Magazine, feel free to reach out to us at 305 Radio. You can find me on the gram at 305_Brownie.
And you can find me at 305 Magazine or Struck305, personal gram. And, man... 305 Radio, everywhere, everything, live. Thank you, DeMarco, for coming on the show.
Thank you.
It's definitely been eye-opener. And let me tell you, you dropped a lot of good gems. A lot of gems. A lot of them, man. I hope people listen to this podcast, this episode, and realize that you're speaking from experience. This is not some hokey-pokey bullshit from...
And it seems like you're speaking from the heart, which is...
From the soul. What was it you said earlier? From the soul.
The soul thing we have to do.
Algorithms of the soul.
The audience of the soul.
Yeah. Just be yourself, man. It's a lot easier than being somebody else.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely. And I've seen...
You know what? That's a good thing that you said that, because I'm sure there's a lot of people listening that need to kind of hear some sort of advice, and you have dropped a lot of gems. But if there is a specific piece of advice that you can offer to our listeners, be it professional or personal, what would it be?
Point at the screen.
I was like,
You know, guys, life is too short to not do you.
Yes.
So don't waste your time by trying to be what you should be. Instead, just be yourself. That's all I got, guys.
That's all you got.
Thank you so much once again, DeMarco. Pleasure.
Pleasure. Thank you.
This dude's all just all over the place. I love him.
You guys can find us at 305 Radio, part of 305 Magazine, on MiamiUndergroundRadio.com. If not, here at FiestaHits.com. We will be back next Monday. Up next, we have Our House, and we got TGT Entertainment. So make sure you guys keep it locked right here on Fiesta Hits.
Fiesta, Fiesta.